Today is the 4th of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me today. So can we just quickly talk about yesterday and how the third was amazing? Like, was it just not mind-blowing? Was it, oh my gosh, I can't. God is just too awesome. He's just too awesome. And I give him praise and glory every day, every single day. So yeah, I just had to kind of get that out of the way and just say that. But we're going to continue in our line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off. And our verse of the day comes from Acts 2:38. And it says this: Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." And so, Heavenly Father, praise to you, Almighty and gracious Father, for you have given us hope when there was none. You have given us strength when our resolve was gone. You have blessed us with grace and poured your love into our heart through your Holy Spirit, your gift from above. For your love, grace, forgiveness, salvation, and Spirit, we praise your holy name. Just begin to surrender unto him right now. Surrender your heart, surrender your mind, surrender your soul. Surrender your family, surrender your job, your vision, your dreams. Surrender that burning thing in your heart. Just give it all back to him. Give it all back to him.
And trust him in his presence daily. I surrender.
Yeah.
I surrender.
Everyone, lift up your voice and sing,
"I surrender all, I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all, unto thee, my blessed Savior.
Whether you are going to church today or not, just know that his presence is always with you. God gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Everyone, lift up your voice and sing.
I surrender. Oh.
it's so important for you to surrender, because in the world that we live in, it's so noisy, so noisy. And so I want you to surrender your heart, your ears and your eyes, so that God can speak to you. And I want you to be able to hear. I want you to see God everywhere you turn. I want your heartbeat to match His. I want you to allow Him to speak through you. Everything that your heart desires, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things shall be added unto you. You've got to surrender first. You've got to surrender first. Once you've surrendered everything to Him, you have to understand that God deemed you worthy. He thought that you were worth saving. He thought that you were worth keeping. And He thought that you were worth dying for. Psalm 13 verse 5 to 6 says, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for He has been good to me." Thought I was worth saving. So Father, you came and you changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. And Lord, you decided to clean me up inside. You thought I was to die for. And so Father God, you sacrificed your life just so that I could be free, just so that I could be whole. And then you want me to go into the world and tell everyone I know, hallelujah, glory to the God who changed my life. I will praise you, I will worship you. I am whole, and I will tell everyone I know, hallelujah.
worship you. I will give you glory, Lord. Because I am free, because I am whole. So you clean me up inside. You thought I was to die for little old me. So you sacrificed your life so I can be free. I can be whole. I can tell everyone I know.
John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And that's what God is offering you, everlasting life. You are whole, you will tell everyone you know. Hallelujah, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 6:19 to 20 says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." And that is our prayer this morning, this afternoon, this evening, that God will help us to honor our bodies, that God will help us to receive the gift that he sent through his Holy Spirit, that we will continue to keep our bodies as a temple for him to reside in, for him to use, and for him to be glorified. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen.